It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I am Michael Akadiri, and to my left, I'm joined by...
Yeah, don't know, Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. leader of the Peaky Bumber Clarks, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a.
Hey.
Nines is younger, just call me 4.5, a.k.a. also Pot of Paper is younger.
Come
so
on.
If I'm Nines is younger and Pot of Paper is younger, just call me Nine Pieces of Paper. And I think that was it, man.
Hey, safe in any area, North
Come
or
on,
East.
Safe all over the map, man. Yeah, apart from Thamesmead.
Don't get cool slipping there.
Yeah.
And on the far right, man, like Nigel Farage.
This needs to change.
Far right, Darren.
You're all laughing at me. You're all laughing now. It's Darren Griffiths. It's Darren Griffiths. Let's go to that. Straight into that.
And we're joined very, very special guest. He joined us last week. He's back again with us, Dave Baptiste.
What's up? Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
I feel like...
Sorry, shut up, what are you going to say? Let's get to that level. We've got to be very quick.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like the magic
he doesn't like the facade.
Yeah, it's the dumbest facade. I don't know why we keep this going.
Because it's a fun in joke.
It should just be in part one and part two.
Run it.
Okay, guys, we're here on a brand new week. Yeah, I didn't change my clothes. This is all I got. Let's
dirty
go.
Bastard. Yeah. I didn't want to
listen.
The Princess of Wales
parent
still
is about routine,
isn't
it? It's about routine.
Routine,
so,
man.
100%.
This is the only way my son recognizes me. Yeah. Let's go.
Also, like, I want to give this insight as well. Yeah, the more content you do back to back here, then that's how you get your paywall. You get me? So,
woo!
It's great. Yeah. Chop it up.
Come on,
chop the product up. Step on that. That's more bread.
There you go. Stretch it.
With an excursion.
This is it.
Get me.
All right, let's get into parenting dilemma. We didn't have one last week. We've got one this week. And this one is a serious one. I say that every week. It's a serious one. It's a saucy one.
This is my first parenting dilemma as well. I feel very privileged. Yeah.
25-year-old.
And at least Mike's face isn't covered by a fucking plant this week.
Hey, or last week. I do it on purpose. 25-year-old, 6-month baby girl. And you know, she said her body snapped back. She gone back to how she was before the seed was in her. So she back.
Send a pic.
And now she wants to be showing people how far she back. She wants to be going out to the club. She wants to be twerking, shaking that tank.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't go out because someone's got to babysit the youth.
That's what
but
it is, man.
She assumed that her mother, the child's grandmother, will help babysit.
Mm-hmm.
But the grandmother's not babysitting because where's the grandmother? At the club,
right. Come on.
She's 47. She's still trying to work what she got.
I would.
Hey man, she's probably pre-menopause. She's telling the guy, "Hey man, you can shoot me, no problem."
Send a pic.
Don't shoot up the club, but shoot up the club.
Yeah, shoot up the club. Yeah, exactly. That's a shooting we tolerate. But this girl's not angry. She's writing into us because she's like, Why ain't grandmother doing her role? She said she should know. She's had the time to have fun.
She
20s.
Used a particular word to describe her mother.
Well, the word she... where did she... relics.
She called it a relic.
Relic. Goodness me.
She said these relics...
Goodness
get
me.
Get new wigs and they think they popping.
Oh, shit.
About her own mother.
Shit.
Shots fired.
She better watch out that fighting talk. Come on, let's go suck off her man.
Oh goodness, there's the clip.
Not just head, wisdom and experience. Yeah. Wisdom and experience.
Yeah, yeah. Super head.
Trust me, man. That CV's long.
That super head, you don't want to compete with that super head. So daughter's messaging us, say, hey, what should, how can we help her? What advice can we give to encourage grandma to stay behind so she can go to the club? They're just competing who gets into the club. So what advice can we give? How do we change grandmother?
How do you change? Well,
I don't think we need to change grandmother.
Oh. Yeah.
Since the mum is before the bit.
He's 100. Where are your priorities at?
Hey, man. The 20s.
I'm not trying to be judgmental, but like, where's the man? Is it, so is that, because that would be some childcare.
By
so,
the way, this has been written.
What is that on the screen? What's that on the screen? Anyway.
By the way, this has been written, I feel like he's probably on a holiday.
Yeah, holiday.
He's probably on a holiday.
He's
one of them long-term holidays.
Long-term holidays. Yeah.
Out the country.
On an island.
He's in the club.
He could be in the club!
She's trying to fight him.
And then fuck him. What? Okay, no. Okay. Imagine that. Yeah. I'm not looking after your baby. Why? Because me and Andre going to the club.
Wow. What can we do? What can we suggest?
I don't think there's any suggestions. You had a kid. Look after your kid.
Ooh.
The club's not going anywhere. Your mum is a blueprint of, hey, it must even get better. It must get even better at 47.
Yeah.
It must get better. Right. It's not going nowhere. She raised you. Yeah, her knees are still working. Raise your youth. Go back at 47.
Yeah, and doing the quick maths, obviously, so mum would have been, what, 21, 22?
22. Mm.
So, you know, she probably had to sacrifice a lot herself to raise you.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of that involved, don't have a youth too young because it'll take up all of your time.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, whatever, mum. Yeah, that's different in your days. You get me? You get me? Yeah, you got to allow grandma, man. She brought up her child and now she doesn't have that same responsibility. She wants to be able to hit the club, she should be able to. And I feel like to add some positive, some silver lining to the whole thing.
Yeah, please do.
Your body snapped back after giving birth, so there's still time.
Yeah.
Mm. And you're not missing anything at the club anyway.
Send a pic. Really
and truly. But yeah, I think as we said, is that like, you know, I think one of the lessons we all know is that like when you are having a child, you are the primary caregiver and you have the primary responsibility and stuff as well, isn't it? So as annoying as it is to not have a support system, yeah, you have to always kind of put your child before anything else that you kind of want to do, I'm afraid, madam. And also, you never know, man, just put your things on OnlyFans and you can still get their attention.
You
can
pop, man.
just sell feet. You don't have to even show
your body. And you're making money.
Yeah, hit it, and then you can make money and stuff as well. But I mean, to be fair, I haven't been in the club for a minute, but I don't know how much you're missing, to be honest with you, because nowadays everybody's on their social media just doing stories and everyone's like this anyway, so you've got the phones up, so you're probably not missing much. What it probably is a mixture of hormones and FOMO anyway.
Yeah.
So because you maybe spent all this time going through latter part of the trimester, early days of child rearing.
You're still in the WhatsApp groups.
Yeah,
still in the girls.
Yeah,
going
yeah, still yeah, yeah. I feel like notifications going crazy.
It's all of that.
Feeling like you're missing out. But listen there, that stuff ain't going anywhere. And I feel like your relationship with your child is going to last a lot longer than your life.
Hopefully. Yeah. Here's a hot take. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but for this young mum, if here's an option, give it away.
Oh, hot damn.
I think that's what she's trying to do, but like, not for that long.
No, no. She wants a temporary.
Not temporary. Just say goodbye.
Yeah.
Hot take? No? No one on board with
it?
Not in the government we have now. They're not putting enough peace behind child welfare to say, I wouldn't trust the adoption thing too tough. But give
it away, and then in 20 years' time, Davina McCall, link you guys back up.
Could do. Or
and be like, look, here are all my pictures in the club.
Exactly. Or take the lesson that how you feel about the fact that your mum is going club and ignoring your needs. Well, that's how your child will feel, innit? So,
there you go.
Break the cycle.
This is it.
There has to be a generation that's out of the club.
But to be fair, to throw out a bone, you know, there is, as parents, I don't know, well, definitely from my end, there is a sort of desire, and not expectation, that's probably too strong, but there is definitely a desire that the grandparents help and want to help even. You know, we're not seeing here. Obviously, this is just from the daughter's perspective, yeah. But we're not seeing
what I'll say.
The grandmother saying, "Oh, I want to help."
The current gen of grandparents, they are a lower caliber of the previous gen.
They are the madness. That is they're true.
These thoughts are Darren Griffin's own thoughts. They're not represented by everyone on the podcast.
Because the stories I hear of like. People were growing up, so yeah, it's like me and like four of my cousins, we'll all be at our grandparents' house. Da, da, da. That's not happening now. Grandparents are happening.
Grandparents are not having it nowadays.
And I get it because, you know, the world is the cost of living. Grandparents aren't retired, they're still working. So when it comes to their weekend,
still grinding,
still got their life as well. Yeah. These cruisers out here, they're doing, they're still good. Listen, between being a grandparent ain't what it used to be, but you don't have to sit in your house and knit anymore.
But it's jarring, bro, because you're just watching them, in my case, spend my inheritance. We did.
That's how they see
another
it.
Another cruise!
That's what I'm saying. But how they see it now, that's my bread. Do you know what I mean? You make your thing. I made my... This is my piece.
I walk into my mum's house with my son, like, look at this, son. It's going to be ours one day. But I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, no. Carry on. Sorry.
His grandparents ain't grandparenting like they used to.
No, they're grandparents.
It's not like the oven's constantly on the go. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're not rolling out like the baked goods like they used to.
That's what I was gonna say.
Throwing down.
I don't understand the shock from this woman because one, like I knew, granted, I had my kid later than this parent had their kid, right? But I knew beforehand what my mum was on. Yeah? I knew that she'd be very hands on anyway. Yeah. But she's still going to go and do her thing, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's not a case of like, I can just go, right, we're doing this, he's going to go there.
Yeah,
like,
a dump.
Like the thing I was thinking about not today, where I just got that booking, I was like, I had to move several pieces, check, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do this?
Mm.
So even with that being said, but even with this girl here, you had 9 months to gauge the temperature with your mum. Yeah?
True that.
You had 9 months. When my son was born, there was a girl in the ward after for everyone that's had their children, and she had a C-section, and she was like in a jam. She's having a dilemma with her mum, who was like, "You and you aren't living here, innit?"
Oh,
and they were like,
"Are you hearing this conversation live?"
Loudspeaker, right?
And he was doing nothing to make noise to not hear it either.
Oh no, my son was crying. I was like, "Shut up, man!" like, I know you just landed, but shut the fuck up. You got a lot to learn. And she was like, "Please, blah 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 blah." And mum was like, "You can stay for one night, but then you got to then you got to do your thing." So I feel like
stringent,
but also I feel like that girl there, like she didn't sound heartbroken.
Yeah,
she was like,
"Bro." Mom really needs to go through
this. Yeah. You know them ones, like, so I feel like this girl, you knew what it was. Yeah. So don't act shocked now that your mum's not on it.
Yeah.
Like, we might know some grandparents that they're like, nah, like my mum knows people now who have kids my age and they've had kids and they're like, nah, man, I'm not doing all that fuckery. He's like, you had a kid. Yeah. You look after the kid.
I mean, that's one of the things about becoming a parent is that you say goodbye to the embrace of your parents, isn't it? Like, now that you're a parent and you've made the decision to have your own family, being able to go to your parents to help you to like avoid accountability and to kind of soothe you and stuff like that, I think it's something you have to kind of say goodbye to, isn't it?
Because I haven't yet, no.
I mean, you'd love to be able to go back, but ultimately they'll say to you, well, it's you at the end of the day. And also, we have to remember, like, by you having children is that your parents have to acknowledge that you're fucking it. So, when you're fucking bareback and your parents know you are now, then there's always going to be that little bit of hands off where it's like, well, you know how to fuck people bareback. You got it all figured out, clearly.
Oh my God.
You did that part, didn't you? So, you just have to,
imagine your parents' reactions. We're having a baby. What, she having sex now? Yes, what you're doing. So you're not doing it. Having sex.
We're married for 3 years now.
And the person you're fucking, you bought in my house.
Yeah.
Did you fuck here? Did you conceive in this house? Because you want me back. So,
that was legit. Like, when I said to my mum, like, she guessed it because I did something I never did. I sat down and said, I've got something to tell you. Everything else, I'm like, this is going to the grave with me.
Gay or baby, innit?
Yeah.
Gay baby.
Gay baby or prison. Yeah. It's one of them ones.
Gay baby.
And so she guessed it straight away. And she was kind of like, so how did that happen? And even then I was like, I don't know, you know? Like, it happened with Jesus. So I think it's the same situation. Same situation here because yeah. I didn't do that. You know what I mean?
Mom, you know me. My pull-up game is A. Pull-up game is A1. Like, but even play a slip-up. Yeah, that's what it is.
Every dog has his day, they say.
It is weird because they're like, especially when you have one, like, and so, see, we talk about that one in a second. And people start asking you, fam, like, you can have another one? It's like, so you say, do you want us to smash?
You know what's even weirder with that, yeah? Is that, okay, it's weird your parents saying it, yeah? It's weird your partner's parents saying it. Yeah. Like, your partner, like, as men,
well,
your partner's dad, like, are you going to have any more? You want me to fuck your daughter, cuz?
It's like an invitation.
Yeah, like, you want to smash your daughter, cuz? Is that what you're trying to tell me, yeah? Because it's not what you think, yeah?
The first one,
it's mad. It's mad.
But he's doing it. He's like, yeah.
Hey! Yeah, it's not. Hey, listen. You don't want that. And let me tell you, you don't want that.
Having a baby. Back, to be honest with you, Pops, I'm surprised you can walk more time. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say to you. So.
What I be doing.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm thinking. I feel like once you are conceiving, you can say, there's an element of childhood you say goodbye to in the eyes of your parents. I think, for me, you know, we all have this tendency to look, until you become a parent, it's very hard to see the humanity of your parents, isn't it? You see them as a guardian,
of course,
authoritarian. Yeah. And then when they, you know, when you have a child of your own and stuff like that, you kind of look back and be like, how the fuck did they even manage that kind of thing?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. It's
no
all
doubt.
The things they work, all the other like, as well. Intricacies, like, so right now, Cherie's using my car, yeah?
Yeah.
And like, let's just put it this way, like, I don't take very good care of my car.
Yeah.
Like, man's in it, man's like, whatever. And then I get it cleaned. And I'm like, cool, this time, yeah, man's going to keep it A1. And then all of a sudden, and then you add kids to that mix, right? But Cherie's car's not working. So she's using my car. And I'm seeing things in there like in the behind the seat, the pouch thing, yeah? I'm seeing things like bottles and stuff, yeah? And I'm like, what the fuck is this doing in here? Like, and wrappers everywhere. And I'm like, obviously, if it's my wrappers, cool.
Yeah, but it's my mess.
What are you used to doing? Like, I drove
it's
all the way
to... It's a crash back here. Yeah. It's a crash.
I drove all the way to a gig the other day, like, hour and a half or whatever. Something in the back going, hi, time to play. Every time I turn a corner. Like, what the fuck is this? I thought I was going mad. So it's those kind of things. I look back and I go to my mum, like, I think about my mum and I'm like, mad thing. Like, oh, you weren't being, like, just strict for no reason. It's like, nah, this is mine. Yeah. It cost a lot.
Because don't fuck it up.
Because
I have given you everything else.
Yeah.
Like your space was your space. And your kids come in, it's like, well, I guess they're in here now. Like, always you hear the cliches, but like, you know, you're never gonna have a shit on your own now. I was like,
yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Literally just the other day, just like on the toilet, had the audacity to close the door within 2 seconds. And she's just such a loud cry, and my son's asleep, so I'm like, I have to open the door.
Yeah,
because she does. It's a pure.
You see,
like, hey, the door's open. Door's open. Shut up.
By the time I was on the toilet, and it was like when my son first started saying, "Dad," So I'm on the toilet, but it's just me and him downstairs. So I left the door ajar, but the way the door opens, it's in a corridor. So like, if the door's open, you can't get around it, innit? So he's just on the other side going, "Dad, Dad, 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 Dad," and I'm just on the toilet. He can't comprehend what I'm gonna say. But I say it anyway. I go, "I'm taking a shit, bro. Like, allow me, innit? Like, allow me." But even like nowadays as well, son's a bit older, daughter's a bit older, and I'm just sometimes I'm in the living room and I'm like, I swear you man have got rooms, like. What are you here for? I swear you don't exist. I've seen them.
That used to be the dad's thing though. Dad used to be like, this is my room.
Yeah.
I come home from work.
Yeah, I got the cave. Man, the cave, man, cave.
Sit in the living room. I don't want to see you lot until...
Yeah.
Unless you need something, I don't want to see
you. What are you like?
I think so. And it's not... It's both do it because like my wife, she tutors on a Saturday morning. And I know what time a tutoring ends. She doesn't come out of the room. I'm looking, hold on, mate. That's true. And like
the kid's like, I walked out. Same way, we're going to go through it again. So,
extra.
Yeah.
We don't have the budget for this. It's on the house. But even the other day, I came in, yeah, and there was these like pack of biscuit things, but it was only like four. I think they're called pick-me-ups.
Yeah. Those biscuits are nice.
Right. But like, I'd never had one before, but I was like, top tier they biscuit. Look nice, yeah.
Top tier biscuit.
So I see him in the cupboard and I'm like, cool. Go and do what I'm going, like, maybe that's on Monday, yeah? Come back on a Wednesday. They're gone. I'm fuming.
So you meant to be prepared. You meant to save some for yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, but then I had to call myself because there have been enough times when I've boxed something off in my mum's house, yeah? And she's just like, you just in your room and you just feel like a cherry Bakewell box hit you in the head and you're like...
You've gone from being a son to as a man I live with
who
eats all my fucking food.
Is
that definite change of parents, man. The story of the toilet one. So my I got a nephew and he's like, he's 16 now. Mm. But obviously, so he was about like kind of when I was starting comedy, innit?
Mm.
So he's like walking and talking when I'm first starting. And I remember I was getting ready to go to a gig in Central, yeah? And I'm in the toilet. And he's starting to potty train now, innit?
Mm.
So he comes to the door and he's like, oh, Uncle Dane, I need to go to the toilet. And I swear to you, yeah, I had to suck it back in.
Yes, I knew it. You heard that joke. You heard that joke, man, innit?
The
suck it back in.
Nah. I need to hear it.
People act like they don't do it, fam.
Suck it back in is real, man. That's it. It can be real, boy. Like, because I was like, because I can't tell him to fuck off, innit? Because I don't want it that to be like his memory, that one of that trauma, like it went wrong. When I had to shit myself outside the bathroom door because my uncle was being stink, innit? So I remember.
He's our deviant.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, when I was talking about the other side of perspect glass, he's like, you! This is why I'm here! My uncle, you're the reason I'm here! I was embarrassed that one time when I told myself, I won't let any man take me for a pussy all again. Suck that back in, man. Stand on the train platform, just like,
that's a madness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a madness. Love
hurts.
And have you ever like lost the feeling?
What?
And now you're just all day or whatever, the remainder of your day is just like, I had this shit and I could have done it, but the feeling's gone.
Yeah.
So when you go sit on the toilet, you don't, and you...
No, I'm saying like, say like, whatever, in this case scenario, yeah. Or you looked at your watch or your clock and you're like, I haven't got enough time, but it's like, I know I can do it now. And then later you go, I'll do it when I get to work and it's gone.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at food, you're like, I don't even want to eat that.
Yeah, because you've got yourself ready for it, your body's about to be, and then it's like, can't be any different to going to the hospital and then like, you're not dilated enough. Why you go home?
Happened to us, yeah.
Happened to us, man.
Even
100%. You, Mike? I thought the NHS thing would come in clutch, man. They didn't care, man. Just
you weren't like blood. I'm sorry. If you not see what's going on.
I wish. Especially we're off ends. We're meant to do it in North.
And London, that's why I fuck with Pret. Because Pret wouldn't do that to you.
You still on this?
Yeah, man.
Let it go.
Justice for it.
She gave birth in Portsmouth because we're based where her parents.
Your kid born in Hampshire.
Hampshire. You literally on the birth certificate says Hampshire. I'm like, oh
wow.
It pains me.
On my son's birth certificate, it just says ends.
Ends.
Daughter's Hampshire, son's North London.
Oh, rivalry.
Yeah, he's Barnet.
So
come on.
That would have been the place, but my wife had this elaborate plan that we'll stay with our parents because we're renovating. Poor time to renovate, but there we go. And
babies come at shit times.
They do come at crazy
terrible time. Her plan was to be having contractions.
They come at such bad times. So he got the savage, bro. At one point, I think I was waiting for some money for live work in it and a few other things there, and then my tax bill came in it, and I was like. Now I'm going to be bankrupt after this. Look at your missus and she's just like, what am I doing?
People have asked me who haven't got kids, when's the right time to get married? When's the right time to have kids? Go, bruv, there is no right time.
There's no right time.
It will happen when it happens and you're going to have to fucking deal with it. But two times I've had kids, I've been moving house.
Wow.
Moving house is, I think, it feels like loads of service. It's one of the top five stressful things you can do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Clearly makes you and your missus very horny. you two are like, danger, yeah? You mad, it's going to be mad. It's going to be a lot
of boxes.
Oh, you know I like to lift the box, you know? You know me and these boxes, girl. You know I like to work these boxes. I'll be shifting furniture. Don't you worry, babe.
Hey,
shift that. Yeah.
Moving house is stressful. Moving house of a pregnant woman.
Head gone.
They're useless when it comes to moving house. They're literally doing the most useful thing a human being can do and bring life into the world. But when it comes to
that, at that moment, isn't it?
Well, moving house, shit.
Yeah, you're just a radiator. Really
they're just, yeah.
You're in the room, but no one knows you're there.
Yeah.
Because I had to put a lot of stuff, because we had to leave our house quite quickly during the renovations. Yeah. And I was the solo one putting stuff in the loft, so I know exactly what you're...
Yeah.
They're just the director.
I wouldn't mind that.
You didn't have a director?
I have a daily director.
This is, everyone can share this story. The worst thing you said to your missus while pregnant. We first moved, and so I've had to load up my car. I've loaded up her car. I've driven her car back forth. This is the last move. And we was moving literally 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minute drive. So all my wife had to do was drive her car from our flat to the new house.
How many weeks pregnant?
She would have been about like 25.
Okay.
Pregnant, right. 25 weeks.
So she's showing, but she ain't like...
Yeah, yeah.
Too much.
Look, you don't have to lift. You're not lifting anything. You're not expecting that. Right. She pulls up ahead of me. I get to the door. I try to open the car door. It's locked. So I'm like, what's going on? So I'm just like, open the door. And she's like, not responded. I was like, open the door. And I'm looking at her. And she's just like, pregnant women just go through shit. Hormones. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Life.
They call it baby brain.
Yeah, so it's just staring out the window. It's just like, and I was like, mate, open the... Can you just open the door? She's like, Darren, I just need some time. I was like, just unlock the door. I don't want you to do anything. Just unlock the door.
Just push the button.
Like, and she's like, just like getting all emotional. I don't even need you to help. Just stop being a hindrance, right? And literally, as soon as it's a hindrance, it's like she's come back to the world. It's like,
yeah.
Unlock the door. And I'm just like, thanks. And I'm thinking, right, that's that done. And you know, it's just like, I'm moving stuff in the house, and then I almost like feel this kind of darkness enter the house. I'm like, yeah, she's still pissed off about something. this energy coming in. I was like, you're right. She goes, you called your pregnant wife a fucking hindrance. I'm just like, so me carrying your baby's a hindrance. Like, but that's definitely what I said.
You better take yourself to the doghouse. This new house in the doghouse.
I was like, I know I didn't say that. And there's no logic.
This house is not home. This does not feel like a home.
There's no logic given. I was just like, nah. And each time she retold the story to someone, there was like, damn. I can't believe you did that to her. I was like, I didn't do anything to her.
By the time we get to her friends, next thing you know, he's on the bonnet screaming. Maybe if you didn't hinder my fucking life.
Just kicking through the windscreen.
Yeah. If you could go 5 minutes without breathing.
Crazy. Yeah, so that's that. That was the worst thing I said to her. Anyone else on the show?
I don't know what the worst thing I said was. I think that was the best boyfriend, partner, whatever experience she had of me.
Oh, so you...
Oh, you're yeah, Mr.
it's
nice
all the
guy.
Stuff it, after the fact. And I think it was like the first 2 or 3 weeks, she was like, you know what I've noticed? Like, whenever I just ask you something, you just do it. When the baby was born. And then, and then that Christmas, she got me a PS5, and I think just downhill from there, really. Yeah, I peaked, man. I peaked. I was like, yeah, well.
You're the one that bought the mistress in the house.
Yeah. I think the thing that could have caused an argument recently, but it was like, we just come back from Amsterdam, and man experienced Amsterdam and all of their things to experience.
All the festivities.
Yeah. That will, you know, make you experience different things. So I had this kind of outlook on life, innit? So we come back and it was something like, say like it was a Saturday and I'd done all the boys' nappies that day or whatever, yeah? And then I'm sitting at my desk and everyone knows Sunday is my day of work, yeah? Don't chat me, yeah? I'm here at the desk, don't bother me. And then my son had done a poo and she went, dad can change that one. And I went, man changed them all yesterday, like, run it. And then it was kind of like, what? So we're counting nappies now, yeah? Are we counting nappies now, yeah? Oh, is that what we're doing battle. Now, yeah? She's like, nah, that's pissed me off. Don't chat to me, yeah? Don't chat to me. And it was all of that. So I went outside, had a cigarette, yeah? And I came back in and I did something I'd never done before in my entire life. I apologized.
oh, shit. Oh, you knew.
No, it wasn't necessarily apologizing.
Wait, I was like,
exactly. said. It was apologizing for like how it made. Because I know me and her, we will. It can snowball.
Yeah.
So that one small thing can snowball, and then that was early in the day, and that could go the whole day of us not talking. Right.
By night time, it's an avalanche.
Yeah. And it's all kinds of like whatever. Now then, I'm like in the whip, and this is why I say like I haven't really escaped that kind of that link with my mum so much now, yeah. Because where my mum's just down the road, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go over there, have a cup of tea. See you lot later, innit? Yeah? Cool, because this is hostile in here. I'm out, whatever. Instead of actually doing the right thing to do and being like, do, sweet, right there. And I think we spoke about this before. Yeah. But I came in, I apologised. I said, sorry for what I said. Didn't mean to make you upset. And then I thought I was really good. And she went, nah, you're joking. You don't even mean... And I was like, no, I did. And then it was over and done with.
Okay. Yeah. See, yeah. Sometimes just taking responsibility, taking ownership of a situation can diffuse it.
Yeah, and
yeah, that's that moist shit you were saying before.
someone said to the way they put it to me is like sometimes first of all, my friends when I said I was having a baby, they were like, the key word for you, particularly for the first year, is patience. And the second thing they said to me is that sometimes you have to ask yourself, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And the thing is, I fucking love being right.
Same.
As I'm sure we all do. But yeah, sometimes you have to think about what's more important than it. And sometimes it's your personal peace at the end of the day. And trust me, there are pubs up and down the country full of men who didn't know how to say sorry when there was time to. So yeah, you can just save yourself a lot of heartache. And you know, come Christmas time, there's a lot of very old men sitting in houses by themselves.
True that.
Because yeah, when it was time for them to say sorry, their pride was more important to them. So yeah, sometimes you just have to kind of say, fuck it. Because I always try to be like, you know, probably going to save on some therapy years down the line.
100%. No, you're right.
For instead of sticking to your guns. But at the same time, being able to go to your mum's house as well and let off steam is also very important.
Yeah.
Vent and stuff as well. Because that's important as well. Like I said, it's like you can't lose the entire sense of who you are when you become a parent, because I feel like the more you internalize those things, then it's going to come out in the ways that you don't want it to. Yeah. And I always like never wanted to be that parent. Like, I have fucking had dreams too, you know. I was actually 2014. I was nominated.
Like, watching the TV, like that's that. I know him, you know.
Because like TV,
what that
TV. Yeah. So yeah, it's no, but I get it, man.
Or seeing your mate in like, say like one of us, I see you in the high street, yeah, and like you walk off to the really nice car, and your kids are like, "Who's that?" And you're like, that's everybody. That's everything I wish I wanted to be. That's, Dad, what are you looking at? Sorry, I was just daydreaming there for a second. But when times were good,
was he funny, Dad? Read the reviews. I don't know what you're asking me for.
Read the reviews.
It's awesome. Read the reviews of the you love him so much. Where you go with him? Where you go with that guy? Since you love Jock so much. There's your dad's.
There's your father.
Yeah.
That is too so funny. That is too funny. I haven't got a sort of specific moment where I was mean to her, but she was very mean to mummy and her mother during
she's
her
labour.
Oh, she was rude as fuck.
Oh, you're moist.
When she was...
Moist.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are we talking like morning? Oh, like... We saying pussy up.
It got close. It turned out like, just being like she had the tens. I bought a tens sort of thing. I don't know if it does it, whether placebo, whether it worked, who knows. It's like ultrasound waves that you put on the back. It's just pain relief.
Okay.
It's just non-pharmacological pain relief. So I bought that. So she'll be pushing it, probably maxing it out. And then she found it comfortable. I don't know if there's any science to it, where if I went behind her with my hand, like, it's called a squeeze every time there's a contraction.
Yeah.
And if a contraction was coming and my hands were there, She'd be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Come quickly. What the fuck? Da-da-da-da-da. Just being like rude and snappy and stuff like that. To me and her mum, like even when we were driving to hospital, she's like, just drive. What are you looking for? Just get in the car and drive to her mum. I said, hey, man. It's your mum talking about. Even her mum forgot. I think her mum forgot she was Nigerian for a second. Just let it slide. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, she's like, what are you
we
talking
to? We will talk about this later.
More blast. It would have been real serious. So, all right, so now when we're walking from, she had the midwife assessment, they're like, look, you're proper dilated. So we're walking to the actual delivery suite and contraction came. And this contraction was so thunderous that she like fell to the ground, but she fell like, it took her 10 minutes to fall. It was kind of like, and then she's trying to like hold on to the railings. And then she kind of like, I'm looking at this girl like, there are people watching. What the fuck are you doing? Don't embarrass me like this.
These are my colleagues.
Milking it.
No, yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, fall down, like just 10 minutes to fall down to her knees.
Did you actually utter the words, what you're doing?
I was like, yeah, what are you doing? The room's just there. The room's in front of us.
Wow, these are walls.
And she's like, and then obviously, they're professionals. They're acting like they've seen this before. I'm like, no, let's get to the room before you start collapsing and stuff like that. So that was my own sort of getting her back. For all the abuse I got, this I'm like, and I always remind them, like, see how you just collapsed in the corridor, bro.
Yeah, remember that, yeah.
Remember that, yeah.
He was out here doing dramatics.
You were like, just fall. You went so fall, just fall.
Diego Costa, he used to be like, like, bro, look how you're hedged. Come on, man. You are hedged there. The meanness. You just have to kind of.
And that's the thing. And that's why sometimes, if your relationship doesn't have the foundation, if it's not solid, those little things can fester and become bigger things. Yeah, and that's where relationships don't last the test of time. Because obviously, pregnancy, childbirth, even rearing a newborn, all that's challenging time. Mm. You go from you two, the love, oh my God, you're hot, you're this, you're that, to almost your project manager of a baby. And that transition of relationship, people aren't always ready for that.
It definitely changes.
That's why I think the trip to Amsterdam for ministry was really good, because it gave us a break of being mum and dad. Being Kazim and Sheree again.
You definitely need that as well, because you can get very lost in doing the job well, even if you are doing a good job, and neglect the relationship you have as well. And I think it's important to, because, and the thing is that you may not even have the time all the time to kind of work on it, but having that line of communication where you even just identify the fact that, yeah, we've been putting in a shift for a little while now.
Absolutely.
And just checking in and being like, what are you saying? Are you okay? And stuff like that as well. Because I think even like your partner, because they can't do stuff like, can't get a manicure when they want, can't get your hair done when you want, can't get any kind of, you know, cosmetic treatments, which they might be used to. That's their normal routine of just putting on makeup or just doing your hair. So that can affect somebody's confidence and stuff as well. And for me, I'm like, I'm mindful of it, because I'm like, that don't let that be the small spot that can lead to, like, you know, postnatal depression and all the rest of it as well. So it's about, because I guess you find motherhood gives you a new side of beauty to your partner. That's very different to like how you kind of saw them before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not say that that part is different, but it's like, even the way that someone's able to take care of your kids and stuff sometimes, like, it's a different type of like kind of reverence and respect and stuff like that as well. So yeah, and you sometimes have to remind them of that as well, like, you know, I know, even little pat of the bamboo sign, do you know what I mean?
Every time. Trust me. If there was HR in my house, I would say one thing, I'd be filing a complaint. Because for some reason, I can't turn my back in my house without being accosted. No, it's fine. I'm a survivor. The documentary's coming out soon. Do you know what I've identified though? I identified that, like, obviously I get time to go like and do gigs and be away and stuff like that, or just
that's mad. That's telepathic. I was just thinking.
Yeah, and be by myself. Though it's work. So I identified that it was like, well, you don't really like do anything kind of like that.
MBs. Yeah, maternal breaks.
Maternal breaks, but like, just in general, like, so I was like, look, why don't you just go and do something, or a spa day? Like, I get you two things, go with your mate and stuff like that. But what I found, I don't know if anyone's the same, is that you pitch something like that to your partner and they go, well, if I was to do anything like that, I'd want to do it with you. And it's like, but that's not
my wife.
She's like, thanks, Sharon. Yeah. It's Darren. Okay, well, what are we saying? What are we saying, mate?
What are you saying, mate?
What are we saying, mate?
The amount of things that get put in our little... My things get put in the diary and stuff. I'm like, oh, that looks sick. And so, who are you doing that with? She's like, oh, with my friends. Like, oh, like, I would have done that with you.
Yeah. You're even jealous.
Yeah, she's like...
Well, my scenario is a bit different to you then, because I'm like, look, go and do this or go and do that, or like, I think it's quite important to have a thing.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Even like, a lot of women say like, oh, like, I found my purpose when I became a parent, and I feel that's my purpose. Like, even if comedy is our purpose, we don't do it all day, every day. Yeah. Like, we play a computer game, or we go to the gym, or we do this, or we do that. Because sometimes you need to escape your purpose as well, and just be like, absolutely, I just need to fucking chill a little bit. But it's kind of being like, go and do something and I got this, don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do it. You go and just but it's kind of like, no, we go, she wants to do it together. And I'm like, but then in my head, that's why I feel sometimes I'm a bit autistic, because it's like very linear ways of thinking and it's black and white, where it's like, no, because then the balance is off, because we could go do something this week, and then the next week I'm away.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's like, you got a weekend off, but I've got 2 weekends off.
Yeah.
Mm. Kind of thing. Like, so it's like, no, it's kind of like, give me the weekend on and you have go it take off. It off, kind of thing. But still something to figure out there.
Very, very thoughtful. And I'm about to just harp back to what you said about going away to Amsterdam. If you do stuff together, then you need maybe a grandparent, like in the scenario.
And that's what happened.
To sort of step in. But if the grandparent's at the club...
Grandparent was at club baby watch. Yeah.
And that's the club best baby club watch. For grandparents to be at.
But I think at the same time, it's like you have to. Sometimes with grandparents, it shouldn't necessarily be an expectation.
No.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of time your parents want to be involved. But I think if they're being seen as just like an outlet just for the purpose of childcare, that can agree after a while. But it's I think that support systems are massively important.
I also feel like it also like very depends on the child's age.
Yeah.
So like I can imagine me being a grandparent in years to come and being like, what are they? Year and a half, two? Yeah, whatever. Bring them around. But when these youths are like 6 and 7 and they're drawing on your walls and shit, and you're like, come get your youth, come get your kid and go, kind of thing. You know,
the tolerance way.
Yeah. Quickly before we wrap this up, I just wanted to make a point. This has got nothing to do with nothing, but obviously, man, did my thing, innit?
What thing?
And we said we was going to discuss it briefly.
What thing?
You know the thing. Come on. You know the thing. Come on.
What thing did you do?
I plugged the pot.
Okay, he wants his flowers. Man was on big BBC One. It's not this morning, it's Sunday morning live. And he plugged the pod on his, I don't know, 10th or 10th or something like that. I don't know what 10th was it, 10th, 11th, 12th.
I've been on it many times. I'm checking.
Come on, TV comic like that. Come on, hold it down.
I just had an opportunity where I could just quickly plug it. And when I ask, the thing is, I don't know when you did your thing that I was giving you jip about.
Yeah.
If they asked for what you were going to say beforehand.
No, just like we will talk about health.
Yeah. So they always ask me what I'm going to say. They ask everyone what they're going to say beforehand.
Yeah.
So I always was like, well, I can't just chuck it in because I didn't tell them I was going to say it. Mm. Whereas this time, I just put it in the notes and I sent it off. And then when I actually got there in the morning, the producer was like, you're gonna lead this story because we really like what you said about your podcast and stuff like that.
Boom, so blast.
Fans of it.
And that's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wives. I've been Michael Akidiri. To the left has been...
Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. leader of the Peaky Bumbleclots, a.k.a. Nines is Younger, a.k.a. 4.5, a.k.a. Pot of Paper, a.k.a. 9 pieces of paper. Done, no.
And to the far right,
Darren
Griffiths, and our very special guest,
Dane Baptiste, on all your good socials apart from Snapchat, because I'm a grown man now.
Yes. What about TikTok?
On TikTok, man. It's only that thing, man. It got my news from somewhere.
All right, cool. Let's come on.
Peace.